Hi there, happy Friday, and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale, and my two beautiful co-hosts are Sue Fields-Dalamonte and Jessica Marie Tatro. And tonight, oh, and Jaden. Sorry, Jaden, I keep forgetting to mention you, and Jaden is with us too. So tonight, we were talking about fear the other day and how the fear level's gone way up in just the whole collective. And we just thought tonight we'd look at love and fear and how they affect us as spiritual beings experiencing this physical realm. We are souls with bodies, not the other way around. And I think it's very interesting. We're put on this earth to learn. I think we're all, I mean, that's one of the reasons, right? We're in agreement on that. And fear is such a teacher, you know? It can manifest in so many ways. I just wanted to share that little bit of humor that Stephen King wrote about the acronym for fear. And in many, many groups, it's like fix everything and recover. But for Stephen King, it's F everything and run. So it depends on your, it really does depend on your interpretation of how we look at fear. One thing I know for sure about love, it is the eternal energy, is where we come from, it's where we return. And everything in between in the physical realm is like a, I was talking about it being like a binary code, which for a computer, it's 0 and 1, and everything is a combination of those things. So everything is a combination of fear and love for us as we go along the journey. But Sue and Jessica, I would love to just turn the mic over to you guys and get your take on fear and how love can factor into that.
Okay, this is Jessica. I'll go ahead and go. As two different, completely ends of the spectrum, love is very, this is, you know, I see everything that kind of vibrates at the same frequency as love is way into the opposite spectrum as fear. And I know when I'm in a state of when I'm resonating in that high state of love, it's just amazing because you can feel it all the way through you. But then again, the same as for fear, but they're just on separate ends of the spectrum. Fear is just, it can be so consuming. Fear can be all consuming. And I think for myself, just completely unhealthy, you know, to an extent. I mean, you know, fearing something isn't always bad. It teaches us maybe like, or wrong per se. I mean, there really is no right and wrong, but it also teaches us about boundaries. And I mean, there's so many lessons to be learned from fear, as well as just as many lessons to be learned from love. And I see those two, you know, as catalyst, they can both definitely be catalyst for lessons to learn our boundaries and for change.
Oh yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
polar opposites.
Love can teach us more about, I think, in the love frequencies, it's more about compassion, not only compassion for others, but compassion for yourself. And I think that can always take the form of a higher frequency and vibration when you can be compassionate towards yourself as well as others. So that's kind of what, you know, I've learned about the two opposites of love and fear. They can be quite catalytic in our journey.
That's really good. I like that, Jessica.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What do you think, Sue?
Yeah, you know, on the fear aspect, fear can be so all-consuming in our life, and it puts us at a standstill where we actually kind of stop living.
Yeah.
Because we are looking into what might be. And I can, you know, I can touch on that from personal experience. It's like I am afraid to overexert myself after having two heart attacks almost exactly a year apart. And if you start getting short of breath or you get a chest pain, it you freeze up and you don't want to do anything, so you become stagnant. After having breast cancer, if I get the slightest little pain in my chest or anywhere else, oh my gosh, it's the cancer back. And it's like now with all the physical stuff I have going on, I need a hip replacement and a knee replacement. And fear has me at a standstill where I can't move forward with it. And it's all the what ifs. It's the what ifs. What if they're not careful enough in the hospital and I get COVID again? What if the same thing happens to me that happened to my grandmother and she ended up with three faulty hip replacements? What if the pain is more intense? And it's crippling. It's debilitating. And when you get in a mindset of fear with one thing, a lot of times it causes you to fear everything else. It's just like a circle of depression. If you know you're depressed, and the more you think about it, the more depressed you become and the less you're able to do. And the more you focus, at least the more I focus on my fear, the more fear and anxiety comes into my life.
What you focus on expands, right? That's a law.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And it's like an addiction at times that's absolutely next to impossible to break when you get into that cycle.
It absolutely is. And here's a good kind of a Zen koan for you to ponder. Everything you're afraid of has already happened to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times our fear that... I'm sorry, go ahead, honey.
No, I'm listening. It's good.
Oh, you know, the fear is a lot of times of things that have not even happened yet.
Absolutely. There's the anxiety of the future. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So many people get stuck in that wave. And like I say, it's crippling. It's debilitating.
Oh, paralyzing. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, it can be overcome. It takes work. And sometimes it may be something that you have to do every 5 minutes for a little bit just to get back on the track. But I forget who it was. I think it was like Norman Vincent Peale or somebody who said that face your fears and you'll discover that they haven't half the power that you thought they had. Like usually what we're building up in our minds is absolutely worse than the thing that might be. For example, you might just go to the hospital, have your knee done and your hip done, and nothing will happen. But you'll get a new hip and a new knee. And that is also a possibility. But fear doesn't allow you to, to consider that. It's like, no,
exactly.
The worst things are going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, and like Jessica said, and I completely agree with it, sometimes fear is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody tells you, take that metal ladder and climb on the roof during a lightning storm, I don't think so. I'm afraid I'll get struck by lightning. I mean, that's a reasonable fear.
Absolutely.
Go stand on the edge of that cliff. No, I'm good. Thank you.
Absolutely. No, that makes so much sense. That's why, I mean, even animals have that, a healthy fear of dumb stuff that could really backfire on you, right? It's those hold my beer moments, right, where people don't have fear and, you know, disaster happens. A healthy respect for consequences, for sure, you know. But I have to digress just a little because I meant to recommend. Yeah, you have to have Prime Video for it, but Amazon Prime Video, but amazing documentary called Heal. And I just wanted to recommend that everybody watch it if you can. And they're talking about the mind, the connection, like the holistic connection for your health and your mental health. Fear, well, we were just talking, we won't mention names, but we were talking about a friend who is allowing fear to take over their life. And we're sort of, where does it stop and where is it irrevocable? Like, where do you go past that point of no return where fear just wins over you, you know? It can happen, I think, with people.
Exactly.
Fear can definitely paralyze you and kind of keep you stuck where you're at. I know that.
Mm-hmm. And it really can make you miss spiritual signs as well, which can be constant around you but subtle. And, you know, you're not, you're just not getting the messages come through.
Right.
Definitely.
There's something
you're
I was wondering about.
On the network. What's that, hon?
Yeah, no, I wrote down it when I was doing notes for the show tonight. A lot of people that I work with have asked about, do spirit, when you cross over, does anger follow into the next dimension? So fear, it being anger being a manifestation of fear, right? I'm thinking in terms of, like, when somebody crosses, if they're afraid of what's going to happen after they die, do they tend to, like, stick around and be afraid to, like, cross over? So they're in that kind of here I am, I'm here, but I'm not here kind of thing, or what we might call a ghost or a haunting. Does fear keep, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Well, actually, Lynn, you and I have both had experiences with that with my husband.
Ray, of course.
Yeah, he was, when my husband died suddenly of a massive heart attack at work. And he was so afraid of what was going to happen to him if he went into the light. He was afraid after 60 years almost of having it pounded into his head on judgment and retribution and all that BS. I PG'd myself there.
No, I got you. No, that's good. Very good.
Yeah, that he stayed in limbo for a year after he passed because he was so terrified and he felt guilty of the things that he had done on Earth that were not right and the things he did not finish.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
I absolutely believe that if a person passes and they have guilt or fear, they can stay in limbo until they are coached over to the other side and are convinced that it's not like that there. It's perfect there.
Mm-hmm.
The only judgment when we cross and get to the other side is our own judgment of our life and what we could have done different. That's the only judgment there is.
Absolutely.
I could see, Sue, how that would keep him in a stuck state of moving forward. You know, it's all free will. You know, if we're scared to death to move into the light out of fear, it makes sense. I mean, what you said just makes sense, you know.
Yeah. Well, how do we, here's a question. For the people that are fearful right now, feeling that fear is dominating their lives, what can you recommend to someone to get over it? Because it's not that the fear is a bad thing, but it's too much of it. And it keeps you, it's holding us back. My personal feeling is you pull yourself right back into the present moment because, as Lao Tzu reminds us, anxiety is created from living in the future, depression comes from living in the past, and peace is where we find it in the present moment. As dorky and corny and simplistic as that may sound, it's a complete and rock-bottom proof, and it works. So you guys weigh in, too. How do we help, like, how do we help get through and work away the fear that people have before it takes over?
I think the only way that a person, if they're, well, depending on what kind of fear it is, if it's spiritual fear or everyday living fear, whatever it is, first of all, we have to be open-minded to accept whatever help is coming our way.
Good point.
And if you're not open-minded, it's just like doing our readings. If you come in closed-minded for a reading, you are not going to get a good reading, no matter what, because you don't want to hear what we have to say, no matter how true it is. So when you are paralyzed in that fear, you can hear what someone is saying to you and you understand it, but you don't feel it. So you have to be open to being helped. And then I think you actually need a good spiritual counselor, spiritual guide, whatever it is, you know, someone that can help you. And I don't want to go off on one of my tirades, but it's so hard because so many people will get involved in a religious group, which helps instill more fear into them. If that's how you want to live your life, that's fine. That's up to you. I have absolutely no problem with that. Doesn't matter if I agree or disagree with your teachings. If you believe in it, that's all that matters. If it's right for your life, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, no matter which religion you are involved in, you need somebody who is not religious but is spiritual to help guide you through a situation.
Yep.
There is a huge difference between religion and spirituality.
Absolutely. And it's easy to tell the difference. It's how your body reacts to the energy.
Yes.
Does it contract or does it expand? And you'll know very quickly how you feel about the help. But the other thing not to be afraid of is to, if the help you've sought out isn't working, don't be afraid to say, I need a different energy to work with. You know?
Absolutely. Well, that's like I say all the time on our show. You are such a sweet, loving, gentle soul. And that is how your messages are delivered. Not saying that I'm not. I mean, I love everybody until you give me a reason not to anymore. But
yep.
My approach is a lot different than yours.
Yeah.
You might come at the situation, oh, sweetheart, this is how it should be, when I'm going to look at you and say, what the hell is the matter with you? So in some instances, they're going to need somebody who is more like you, and sometimes they're going to need someone that's more like me. If you get someone that's like me that says, wake up, put on your big girl or boy panties, look in the mirror, and get a grip. And if that's not what you need, then you need to go to someone more like Lynn or even Jessica, who is more mild and toned down and easier delivering their messages.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes souls just don't click.
Yeah.
You know, I know of an individual that everybody that knew this person, just about everybody, the greatest thing since sliced bread and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Not me. Not me at all. And that's just life. That's part of life. Just because I didn't like this person doesn't mean everybody who's involved with me has to dislike them too. I didn't hate them. I loved them as a living soul being. I didn't like them as a person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I didn't like their message. I didn't like anything about the way they were.
Mm-hmm.
And we come about that every single day in our lives. So you have to find somebody that resonates with you, no matter if everybody around you agrees or not. It's whatever resonates with you. It's your life.
Absolutely. That's very, very true. Yeah. Like Polonius said in Hamlet, you know, to thine own self be true, and it follows as day follows, as night follows day. You can be false with no one.
I would have to agree with. Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I would have to agree with Sue about probably just talking to someone to help process through that fear. If you can't seem to get past it, I remember when I was young, I was scared. I mean, in literal fear for just years of, going to hell. And the only way I was able to get through that fear was sleeping. You know, I would sneak into bed, or I'd get up and sneak out of my bed into my parents' room and sleep with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding. I must have done that for years, probably well up until I was at least 10 or 12. And the thing was, you know, and everyone has, you know, their right and their own opinion and entitled to their own religion and own beliefs. And from what I was taught religiously, I was taught about hell. And it just really did. It kept me in a state of fear for a very, very long time. What helped me get out of that fear was, yes, processing through where this is coming from, because I don't even think I knew exactly then where it was coming from, but I figured out where it was coming from later. And I think what helped me move through that process was finding answers, you know, within myself, or talking to people or exploring different ideas that I had not even previously thought about. Mm-hmm. And that really did it for me. I mean, I would be the first to say in my life now, in my age of 40 years old, I have absolute no fear of death. Why? Because
absolutely.
I just don't resonate with the idea of hell anymore. And
absolutely.
It just completely freed me. Yeah, it really did.
Isn't it
so
ironic
how
so many of us were raised with the fear of going to some place that does not exist?
Right. Yeah. Oh, gosh. But the real fear that it could actually cause. I mean, I spent a lot of years in my young life just fearing hell and fearing if I had a bad thought or if I had a bad action, or just I was so critical of myself for every single little thing because I was worried about hell or being sent to hell.
Yeah, many of us that were raised in churches grew up that way, unfortunately.
Gosh,
wow, that's such a good point, you guys, and it tells us, you know, never be afraid to question authority. If you're feeling that you're being sold a bill of goods, whatever, you know, you don't have to be rude, but you're allowed to question, especially if it involves your, Wow, that's a lot of things to think about. And I think we could go on about this subject forever, but I think we should help our callers, if that's okay.
We lost one of them,
I think. I hope we didn't drive that person away, but.
They left.
No worries. Okay, so 520, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yeah, it's Lisa. Do you take psychic questions?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Go ahead,
well,
Lisa.
I was calling to ask about my friend Aaron. I haven't heard from him in like 10 days, and I'm just wondering, do you see him calling soon?
Wow. Aaron, is it spelled A-A-R-O-N?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. I didn't quite hear the name.
It's Aaron.
Yeah. It's Aaron. Yeah.
Okay.
Is anyone picking anything up? Because I'm getting a feeling like, you're not worried about this person being like murdered or gone or something. This is someone who's just not been in touch. Is that correct?
Oh my Lord. You know what? I'm starting to get worried. I don't know what is going on. I knew something there that I hadn't really put words to. I just hope everything's okay. He and I were becoming close friends, and then
mm-hmm.
I don't know, there was confusion on my part and I just said some things, not angry. I wasn't angry. I just said stuff and he was always there. You know, he was just always a very good friend and I haven't heard from him for like 10 days and I'm not going to call him because,
yeah.
Well, I don't want to come across as a stalker. And,
sorry, I laughed. It tickled me.
No, it's lovely. It's very sweet. You're being ghosted then. It's not something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And I'm picking up the same thing, Lisa. I asked my guys, my son kid, and if Aaron was safe, if he was okay. He said yes. And I asked him if he's hurt, if there's anything wrong with him. He said no. So it does kind of sound like maybe could have been ghosted or just, I don't know.
I agree with you, Jessica.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's, you know, it's like I'm getting like a jumbled head. It's like too much going on at one time, a lot of crap. So probably something of what you said put him into that frame where his mind is going like, what the hell? And it's avoidance. So I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I just think you freaked him out.
Or he freaked himself out, right?
Well, yeah, got freaked out over the conversation. It's like, I don't know about this. I got to think about this. But I don't think there would be anything wrong either if you just shot him a text. Hey, was thinking about you, wanted
no,
to check
he
in.
He doesn't. He lives somewhere. He lives on a ranch in a canyon, and he doesn't do text or anything because he can't.
Oh, okay.
He didn't see the worth of having a phone where he's not getting texts unless, you know, comes out of the canyon. So, he was always there. He was always there. I'd call him, he'd be here. Call him, he'd be here. And we were having a lot of fun. And then, I don't know, I said some stuff and, you know, I just said I was really confused and I didn't know what was going on. And I said, you know, I did like him. I said, I'm really nuts about you, but I don't understand my feelings. You know, that kind of bullshit. Yeah, I'm just never going to talk to him about my feelings again. And,
dear, I'm sorry, honey. Boys will be boys. I didn't mean to be rude about men or anything like that, but this is such a typical guy thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's just
then,
he freaked himself
out. Well, the
out.
Thing is, it would have been okay had I just kept it there, but I kept throwing him out of the house. nicely, very nicely. I would throw him out, you know.
Oh, dear.
But then he'd always come back.
Well,
you know, Lisa, I'm going to say this for all of us. We don't mean to laugh. I think your energy is just, I mean, it's entertaining the way you put things, the way you say things. You're just as funny. You guys, this was just, it was a good conversation.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, as Shakespeare says, comedy, tragedy, all are one. You know, it's all the same thing.
Right.
And it's like, I really feel relieved because I think there's nothing wrong with Aaron except he's probably got feelings he doesn't understand for you too, Lisa. Are you both single or is there some kind of complication about that?
I think he thinks that I just left a 20-year relationship. I mean, and he fell into my lap within hours of me leaving. It was such a weird thing. And so we became friends, and then we went into intimacy, and then I kept saying, I don't understand. I don't want anything. I don't want a husband. I don't want to move in. I want nothing. You know, I knew he wasn't a forever guy, but I was just freaked out over my feelings for him because, I thought, how does he fit into my life? You know, this is not... You know, I guess I was playing it like a girlfriend, like talking to him like a girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I just thought this is a really good question to pull a card on, and I hope you will too, Jessica. And and I got to say too that I kept getting the feeling of that movie When Harry Met Sally, where they just never do get together because of whatever.
Right.
So guess what I got? Guess which card I pulled? The Lovers reversed. So that I think is no kidding. So that just basically, you can look it up more in depth. Just look it up online. But the Lovers reversed the Lovers card is love and harmony. Reversed, it signals a time when you're out of sync with those around you, particularly your loved ones. And it sounds like there's a real, almost like you're trying to get a rhythm going and you keep bumping into each other. You may find your relationships are strained and communication is challenging. Does it seem that you're just not on the same page and no longer share the same values? If so, come back to the reason you have this person in your life. So it goes on and on, but the Lovers reversed, I mean, that's just too weird, that one jumping up. Sue, are you, I don't know if you're using your deck at all either, but I would love to see if any cards come up for this.
I don't, I have my decks packed away. I have not even unpacked them. I don't know where they are.
No worries. Okay, no worries. But I know, Jessica, you're using a deck, right?
Yes, and I'm only using this deck because it's Lisa, and we've had laughs. I'm using the Rebel deck, the Couples Edition.
Oh, beautiful!
And the card that flew out for you, Lisa, is it says, "Pack your bags, get the hell out of town, and it will make you both lovable again."
You know, that is so weird. That's so weird because I have my house on the market and you know, I'm trying to sell stuff to get out of town. And so, I don't know, it's just very complicated in the way of I was enjoying him, but I didn't know how to make sense of it. And I thought, well, you know, if I do hear from him again and we visit with each other, I'm just not even going to analyze anything. I'm just going to let it flow and, you know,
good
not let
you.
It become analytical.
That's probably the best thing you can do. And you probably in the same emotional space, like, you know, it's come here, come here, come here, get away, get away, get away. And it's like, alternating current almost. You're pulling back.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I was afraid the first night we slept together. I thought he was. He was going to stay the whole night. And I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's staying the night?
Oh,
and then,
boy.
Then he eventually said, because I started asking him, I said, well, what time do you usually go to bed, you know, and what time do you usually get up, you know, and then he said, well, maybe I should go. I said, okay, you know, I don't want anyone to live with me, and I don't want anyone to stay the night.
That's fine, and it's, I love how honest you are with. Yeah, honesty with yourself is wonderful.
But I was protective of his feelings. You know, I didn't tell him those things. I didn't tell him a lot. I didn't say, "Look, I'm not looking for a husband." I didn't say that. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I just was trying to protect him. You know, where I didn't want to hurt him. And,
yeah.
But that's true. I don't want anyone in my space.
Yeah. No, and you're right to feel that way. Yeah, it does really feel, it really doesn't feel like he's, you know, been, you know, taken by monsters or anything. I think he's just there. His monsters are in his head. And those are the feelings that he has no idea how to sort out either. Everything's normal. Everything's normal.
Yep.
This is what they make movies about, right? That's, you know, these are the best bases of romantic comedies because it's, you know, this communication thing. It's like, oh, dear. But you know what? I do have a feeling you're going to see him again. Do you guys, Jess and Sue, do you guys feel that at all?
I think it's a very good possibility.
I think it could be a possibility, too, given the right time and space.
Yeah. Feels like a chance encounter.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay that you're not looking for Mr. Right if you're just looking for Mr. Right now.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, just a few laughs and, you know, in today's world, you know, I'm not ready to you be single and mingle. I don't like what's going on out there. I don't even understand it. And so this felt kind of safe to do. And, I mean, I was, you know, questioning him, you know, like, are you sure you're okay? Are you sure you're okay? You know, that kind of stuff. And you know, because it scares me to be, oh, gosh, you know, all over again, single. But in many ways, it's very nice.
You're going to be okay. You're absolutely normal, Lisa. This is part of the human experience. And, you know, I would give him lots of space to sort out his head mixed up. Because he probably, the feeling that I'm getting is like he wanted you to want him, but he didn't want you to cling or something like that. It's like, it's almost an ego thing that it's like, you know, I wanted to be the first guy to say goodbye. You know, I wanted to be the breakup first if you're going to be breaking up. And it's silly stuff. I'm not saying you had a breakup, but it's more like a pride, a wounded pride thing or something. And I feel weird that we were laughing because I would never laugh at anyone or belittle anyone's problems, but it's just so familiar. You know, it's so familiar.
That's what it is.
No, I mean, I laugh at it. I laugh at everything, unfortunately.
No, it's lovely. Don't ever. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful energy. Yeah.
You know, I mean, somebody can be telling me something. I just find things funny because sometimes it's so painful. And to me, there's a little bit of laughter I see in there. You know.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, this thing with Aaron, I couldn't make sense of it. I couldn't make head or tails of it. I didn't understand it. I mean, I would look at him and I thought, what the hell am I doing with this guy? But then, you know, he's very kind. He's very sensitive. And I just knew that it was not a forever thing. And I didn't know I was going to miss him that much. And I'm certainly not going to call him because, I'm just not going to do that. But it is what it is. You know, I'm a little sad over missing him, but oh well. There aren't a lot of guys out there to be safe with, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure, you know, you can probably come across them, but I don't know.
I've been finding that difficult, too. I mean, just, you know, from woman to woman. I mean, I'm a single woman, and I've been kind of keeping my eye out, and there's just, I just keep hitting dead ends. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, and you don't know what can of worms will be opened, you know. My 20-year relationship was really deteriorating toward the end. I knew he was on a dating website, so I joined a dating website to try and catch him.
Oh, my.
And then he caught me. He said, "You're on a dating website." He said, "Why don't we date each other?"
Oh, wow.
And then I thought, well, I'll start chatting with these guys. Man, it was so grisly. I kept thinking, these guys are a bunch of axe murderers. They just seem so weird. You know, one was asking me, "Well, when are you going to come cook me pot roast?" You know, and that was just so mind-blowing. It felt really yucky. And,
at least the red flags are right out there.
Yeah, Huffington Post had recommended this dating website, and it was, I think, just minimal cost. But, you know, so I don't know how you find guys. I guess you just hang out at the hardware store.
Well, you be the energy you want to attract. You make yourself into what you want to pull to you, and you'll be amazed.
Yeah.
And one thing that I'm getting for you, Lisa, is that you're not like a sort of ordinary person, and the person you're looking for isn't going to be found, you know, just in the crowd. You're looking for someone a little different, I guess, to put it that way. But again, focus on what you want and then let it go and watch for the signs.
Yeah.
Think about what Einstein tells us, is that everything is energy, and all you have to do is match the frequency of what you want, and you can't help but get it because it's physics. It's physics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody's nice. I mean, everybody has a soul, and I don't mean to put people down, but I just, I'm not even looking, to be perfectly honest.
You haven't scraped the barnacles off from the last 20-year relationship, right? So you need to shake that loose a little bit and regather, you know, remember who you are, because it always, relationships alter us, whether we want them to or not. So just remember who you are, the true self, and it will come. It will come. You just need to figure out what you're looking for, and probably what will happen is you'll get what you need, right? Rather than what you want, you'll get what you need. And the universe always sends that spot on. If it makes you go, then you need to just ask what the lesson is, you know?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Isn't there a rock song by that lyric?
That's the Rolling Stones.
I always don't get what I want, but I always get what I need, something like that.
Yeah, well, it's the Stones. You can't always get what you want. It's a beautiful song. Yeah.
You know, that might be my next song. You know what I've been doing? I've been going out to the desert, and I sing and rock away. I pretend I'm Tina Turner, and I sing, "Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river." And I just sing it and belt it out and scream it to the skies. And it really helped to release. That might be the next song that I do out in the desert where I think nobody's watching. And
you're so, fun. So mentally healthy. I adore you, Lisa. You're just fabulous.
Oh.
And you're gonna be all right because you already are. I think you're an artist, you know.
I am an artist. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful energy. And just keep on being you, and it's going to be okay. The right souls will show up for you. They always do. There's no mistaking divine timing.
You know, I don't mind going to the grave single. I really don't. This is more work and energy than I care to have in my life. I'd rather just enjoy everything and not get all tied up and wound up into, what is the person doing? Are they okay? You know, that's below me.
And that's that's perfectly okay, too. That's kind of where I'm at. I just don't want to answer to anyone right now. I think that's perfectly okay to be alone or single. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
You know, it's fun. And people will talk to you. I always go places yeah. by myself, and people will talk, you know. The guys yeah. will talk to you, too. Yeah. So.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, just be who you are, because I think you're going to attract really good things to yourself by being an authentic soul. And please call us back, Lisa, and let us know how it's going, because you're wonderful. We just love having you on here. Okay?
Oh, I think so, you're wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
So we're going to move on a little bit, but please do call us back and share your adventures with us, will you?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye, Lisa. Bye, Lisa.
Bye. Bye.
Love and light.
Honey. Have a great night.
Love and light. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, that was amazing. What is that a really beautiful?
Yeah.
So,
that was really cool.
Who are we at? Okay, so 786 is our next caller. Hi,
yeah.
786. Could we get your name, please? You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. My name is Luz. It's spelled L-U-Z.
Oh, Luz, how okay. so sweet. That's so beautiful. So how can we help you tonight, Luz?
Yes, I just need some guidance regarding relationships. I've been waiting for one gentleman to clear his obstacles, and I'm getting impatient. And I don't know if I should continue to wait for him or if I should just continue dating different people. You know, I mean, I may date different people, but I don't think that I am allowing myself to make an emotional connection with other people. So I just need to know if I need to let him go or continue and give him a chance.
Okay.
I have a quick question for you. I have a rebel deck for couples. Is it okay if I use this for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll just write this down while everybody's conferring with their guides. The message I get, Luv, is let him go with love. So it's not
yep.
like an angry cutting him loose. It's like you have to be aware that your time is being taken up as well
yeah.
by somebody who, you know. And the thing is, the funny thing I'm feeling is when you start to put your attention elsewhere, it's going to make him sit up and take notice. And what do you, I think, Sue, are you getting that same wavelength going with the?
Yeah, definitely. I am getting let him go. If he is not taking care of the obstacles now and made you a number one priority, you are never going to be a number one priority.
Yeah.
You need to put yourself first. You need to do what makes you happy. And I would just tell him later, sorry, Chucky. You need to move on and make yourself happy, sweetie. Because, like I said, if he's not making you a number one priority and getting these other things taken care of, he's delivering the message himself, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, it's not for lack of feelings, though. Sorry, go ahead.
No.
He's a chicken.
Yeah. He likes things the way they are. He doesn't want to have to make any decisions and move forward because he's afraid that things aren't going to work out in his favor. So if he can keep it the way he is, why should he change it?
Right. It makes sense. Luz, this is Jessica. And so it makes sense, as I was shuffling the deck, this is the card that flew out for you, and it says, these are very simple. It says unplug. So I'm assuming that this means from the, you know, from the connection. It says turn it off, as this is not the time. So on the front it says unplug. And so it kind of goes in line with what Lynn and Sue were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, continuously overwhelmed with work. Also, he's going to be taking, I think it's a 2 or 3 month leave from work so that he can decide what he's going to do. And his daughter has been
sick, and she was sent from school for 2 weeks. So I know that, I guess the ex-wife, you know, has asked him to look after her because the ex-wife has a grandmother that she's afraid of getting sick. So all of that has made it really, I guess, overwhelming for him. I can understand. That's why I didn't know, you know, whether, I mean, I am actively in online dating. You know, I haven't stopped going out and accepting invitations and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, and he hasn't asked me, I guess, you know, he doesn't want to know if I am. He probably knows that I am making myself available, but there is a connection with him, and I just, you know, been keeping myself busy with other stuff. And I just didn't know if,
you know, it's really good. It's really good that you're still dating other people, but you have to open yourself up for a new relationship, for new possibilities. As long as you're just going through the motions and you're not open, you're not going to, you might be blocking the perfect man for you coming through. Yeah, you're still dating, but if you're fixated on this other man, you're not allowing the doors open for the right one to come in. And he could be standing there knocking on the door, and you've got it locked because of this other guy.
Yeah, that is so strange. You know, dating other people would let go of him, but it hasn't.
Yeah.
Do what's right for you, honey. You know in your gut what's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Waiting is not is also an option too, if you feel that waiting is what you want to do. But the feeling I pick up is that you're waiting, and I'm getting like that foot tapping and like, how long is this going to go on kind of thing, a tick 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 sort of feeling, you know, like time's a waste in here, and you know, you can waste your whole life, you know, waiting for someone to change, but they may not, you know, they might. But I feel like moving on is what's going to bring his attention. Unfortunately, I know, because it's games, but you're not playing a game. You're simply moving on with your life.
Right.
Make sure that's, you know, not a, you're not just doing it to get his attention. But people often don't react until they don't know what they've got till it's gone, sort of thing, to quote the song. Yeah, and it's like, oh, no. So you have to live your life and go on. Did you pull a card, Jessica, yet? Or?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
she
read it.
Oh, I gapped out. My brain must have fallen out. Sorry about that.
it was very simple. It was from the Rebel deck, since we're on couples. And it was to unplug.
Yeah, okay, I did hear that. Okay. Wow, I'm so sorry you're having to go through this, Lisa, love, I'm sorry, Louv, because the energy I get from you is someone who doesn't play games or dither. You just be honest. If people are honest with you, you're honest back, and it feels like what you need is to just cut through the BS and keep moving forward, and don't let anybody waste your time romantically, because you're a lovely person, and you will find that match. You will.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Bless you. I hope it works out, and just keep being true to yourself for sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Love and light to you, Louv. Okay. All right. So who are we for? There we are. So 916, you're on the air.
Hi,
can we get your first name, please?
Yeah, my name is Ray.
Hi, welcome back. I think we've had you on. Yeah, you've been on with us before, yes?
Maybe, I think. Could be.
Could be. You have a doppelganger. I don't know, but your energy is familiar. But anyway, throw your question at us, and let's see where we go with it, Ray.
Yeah, you know, I'm just kind of curious if you see anything about my love life. You know, I think I don't have any, you know, emotional baggage or anything. I'm open to it. I'm not dating anyone, and I'm just kind of really, you know, I think that I'm stable and healthy enough in my heart and mind to, you know, meet somebody and go from there, and yeah, I'm even looking forward to it, but I'm not desperate or anything. I'm just like, you know, it'd be nice if it was there. It'd be cool. And I just kind of see what you see.
Okay. Hi, Ray. This is Sue.
Hi.
I heard quit barking up the same tree, which to me means you kind of go after the same type of individual, and you need to broaden your horizon. If you normally go after fun-loving blondes, go after a studious brunette. You need to do a broader search, open up more, find somebody who's got the same interest as you do. So if you have a hobby that you like doing, get more involved in something like that to meet the same kind of people. But, that's what I heard. Quit barking up the same tree and broaden your horizons. So open the door for somebody that you normally wouldn't open the door for.
Do you see something coming along at all?
I feel more like summertime possibility when there's more outdoor gatherings and getting together, things like that, that you have a good possibility of meeting somebody. Because you seem like you do have a really good personality. You have very upbeat energy. So you need to find somebody that's going to match your energy and your interest and be along the same lines that you are.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like one of the reasons why it's like, you know, I'm outgoing. People tell me I'm a very well-rounded, educated person, and even my good lady friends that I'm just friends with, they're like, yeah, you're a good-looking guy. You know, you're someone that you do really well in a relationship. I said, oh, that's very nice of you to say. But in my mind, I'm thinking, well, damn it, why haven't I found anyone, I guess, you know? Someone that's worthwhile, you know?
Yeah, and another thing that I just heard is slow down when you meet people. Because you are so energetic and so spirited and fun-loving and you have so much to offer, you might come across as a little bit overbearing at first. And it's nothing that you're doing on purpose. It's just that's how you are. You're fun-loving. You're outgoing. You just have this big spark of life energy. And to some people, that might seem like, oh, my God, he's coming at me for love and marriage and lifetime commitment. And, you know, I'm just looking for a little bit of fun right now. So just, you know, slow down, enjoy it, and keep looking. Because it's out there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Hi, Ray. This is Jessica. I was just talking with my guide. I also do cards, and I'm playing with a rebel deck. It's a couples edition, and they're humorous and blunt, if I could use them. What I did get from my guides is that it's just more about you getting out there, and I know it's so difficult right now, but the card says basically to talk. Get out there and talk. The humorous part of this card says use big words like validate, acknowledge, and emphasize. So they're being funny, and they're saying get out there and just talk to people. And I'm also hearing that it looks like this summer love will happen for you. Looks like you'll find someone this summer.
Okay. Well, crossing my fingers. Thank you, ladies, for the reading. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Lynn, what are you getting, Lynn?
Well, again, I had the urge to pull a card. Okay. So
I got a trio. I forgot about that.
We are a singing group of three. So I just have to pull up Okay. Sorry, I'm just looking up your card that I pulled. It's the Nine of Crescents upright. Now, they... okay, I think I have a different deck, so crescents are pentacles. Okay, so here we go. So it's the Nine of Pentacles in the Rider-Waite, I guess, deck. So, upright, abundance, luxury, self-sufficiency, financial independence. And you've worked very hard to create abundance in your life, and the Nine of Pentacles says you can now enjoy it. And this is where I'm hearing echo of you saying, like, you're well educated and you're stable and you've got all that. So you have, it says to now, this is the time to sit back, relax, and enjoy what you've made for yourself. And don't be scared to splurge, indulge, or pamper yourself. And the message that I got for you through my guides that I work with was find someone who shares your sense of wonder. Again, just like our caller before, Ray, I think you're someone who is, you would do best with a specific type, right? And
yep.
Yeah, and that person is rare in your world. So you're not going to just go hook up with anybody. That isn't your style. However, once you have met that person, and I agree, I feel like it's going to be sort of a summertime kind of a really nice little cute meet sort of thing. Or what is that? Meet cute. I got it backwards. But it's sort of something like that. And the summer warms it up somehow. But yeah, I agree. I think you're going to find that right person. But make sure, just review your own inner self. Ask yourself, what spurs your sense of wonder? You know, now we live in like the most amazing world ever, so like, you know, the sense of wonder has got everything to wonder at. But make sure that you find somebody who also goes, wow, isn't this the most awesome ride ever? You're gonna find
yeah.
that person.
You know, I want to tell you I really appreciate the specificity, because you didn't hit it on the nail. I hesitate calling myself sophisticated, because I found that sounds really snobby. And I'm not snobby, if anything. And I consider myself really diverse, well thought out, but also methodical, but
yeah.
principled. And
yeah.
I also my type has been girls who challenge me and have someone who can challenge my sophistication in a sense like, okay, that's a good question. Okay, let's talk about whatever it is, you know. And there's very few girls that are like that. You know, or introduce me to like new foods from around the world, people that are diverse and aren't going to be like, ew, what's that? More like, oh, that's cool. What is this? You know, or like I see them trying new places, new, like me, I've met people from all around the world and everybody makes fun of me. They go, I can go out to the middle of Florida and you'll probably run into somebody you know. You know? And that's just how, you know, that's just kind of how I am. And if I have the feeling or the sense that a girl is kind of like an introvert and isn't challenging, and I'm like, I get bored easily. So maybe that's why, like, you're kind of right. It's like a rarity of what I look for that will I look for that because I want somebody who's going to expand life, like how you said. I see life as something beautiful and a wild ride, right? And I want somebody who's going to continue to expand that, you know?
Wow. Oh, you know yourself very well, and that's a huge... huge thing, Ray.
Yeah.
So I think I want to introduce you to Lisa.
That's what prompted my calls.
I'm sorry?
Because I think I know myself really well, and that's where it's like, okay, come on, man. When is this thing, when could it happen, you know?
Yeah. You might just find, like they say about soulmates, that they don't make your life easier. They challenge. Right. And I think that what you're about to run into is a soulmate type of situation where, and so it might even manifest in irritation, like who the hell are you? And, you know, da, 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 da. But those work through that. Okay. Because it might be that you're being challenged. Right. And if you ever think about the old movies, it always starts with a fight with people. They don't like each other. And then they fall in love.
Right. That's funny.
It is funny. It's very silly, but it very often works that way too. The thing that irritates you is the thing that very often a soulmate points out what you need to work on in yourself. And it's like, I don't like it when people tell me the truth, but you have to love it too. And it's, yeah, I think the gods laugh at us all the time because we are just such a sitcom for them with our romance. You know, it's, but it's beautiful. And I feel very, very good for you, Ray. I feel like it's going to happen for you. And you know that they talk about fireworks, but I think that's going to happen in your case. It's like fireworks. Maybe you are watching fireworks. Who knows? When you meet them.
Interesting. This is really cool. And I'd love to, is your information on the website? Because I'd love to get a reading from you guys later on about my career and whatnot. I mean, like, here, are you guys on here?
Yeah, there's, I think there's 16 of us. And you just go to sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And it's on our radio show information. So it's at the bottom there. And you can look at all, and there's also more shows. So you can certainly take your time, figure out who might be your best reader and go for it. And they're all the info there. We're all on the website. So, yeah.
And on the Sacred Embers group Facebook page, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I see that. Ladies, thank you so much. Can you do me a favor and have a great rest of your day, okay?
Oh,
thank
bless
you,
you,
sweetie.
Ray.
You too.
You're
too,
wonderful,
take
right?
Take care. Thank
you. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Wow. Such lovely energies tonight. And you know who's up next is our friend Nathaniel.
Oh.
Yeah. Nathaniel.
Hello,
welcome.
How are you doing?
Hi. Glad to have you aboard, Nathaniel. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. How are you, ladies?
We're doing fine. We seem to be having really wonderful energies. Call it people with wonderful energy calling in. So it's a good show tonight. Yeah. So where's your head at? What are you thinking about, Nathaniel, that we can tap our guides for?
Well, I'm kind of looking for a soulmate here. I'm living with a girl, and I'm not sure if we're like fighting right now or there was some past. I looked at a tarot reading of us, and there was like a lot of stuff we might have to, you know, we need to talk or something. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Is this are you guys roommates or are you trying to have a relationship?
Yeah, we're not actually living. We're just renting a room at the same place.
Ah, fabulous. Okay. So there you go. Wow. You think you might be fighting, but you're not sure? Is that one of
those?
Well,
yeah, kind of like that. Let's see what happened. I opened a package that was hers, and I think she was upset about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I was hearing miscommunication.
I said, she got some boots, and I was expecting some items, and I go, oh, it must be my stuff, you know, and I'm going, it says boots on it, and, you know, and then so it's hers, and I could get upset, but I go, hey, you got a parcel or whatever. I said, you got some stuff coming in. He goes, well, it's open. I go, yeah, I made a mistake. I opened it.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm offended, and we got some other things kind of going on. But, you know, I'm not sure. But we really have, you know, tender kind of communication, but I'm not sure. Let's see if you could pull a card or get a message.
Yeah. Is there anything gross in the package or private or anything awful like that?
No,
was
it
boots?
Was just the boots.
Boots. Okay, I had a little trouble with sounds going funny here.
Yeah.
I did pull another card because I don't know, my deck seems to be working really well tonight. So you get an upright four of wands, and it's celebration, joy, harmony, relaxation, and homecoming. It just doesn't sound like that's the case right now, as you guys are. But
I'm not sure. We might be coming together here. There was another thing where she just had a birthday, and I remembered her birthday, and I guess she didn't know. And we were talking over dinner with some other people, and I go, "Oh, it's going to be her birthday." And she goes, "How did you find out?" You know, or something. So I wasn't sure, but we may be connecting. It's supposed to be kind of a romantic weekend with. I'm not sure what's going on with the Libra moon or something.
Yeah, as long as she's not too ticked about the boot thing.
I need to be more sensitive. She's the year of the sheep, and she's really sensitive. And I think I kind of ignore things, and I'm kind of maybe need to be more sensitive, you know, towards her.
Yeah. Well, that's never a bad idea. Well, it never hurts to try to see the world through the other person's viewpoint, you know? The message, I'm just going to very quickly give you the message that's coming through here, but then I'm interested to see what Jessica and Sue have for you. And the message is to pull back gently. So keep your energy pulled back and let her come to you. But you're a sweet, sweet man, Nathaniel, and you don't have to prove anything. Yeah, you don't have to prove anything to her. Let her find it out for herself. And I'm finding the metaphor of the package that you unwrapped early quite funny, because it's sort of almost like don't take the wrapping off too soon, right? Keep it a mystery and be there, but keep your energy pulled back, because then you're creating a draw to you, because I feel very strongly she might just take off and run if you're too aggressive with her romantically. I feel like there's some baggage there, and it's easy to trigger the walls, you know, get those walls going up. So, you know, pull back just a little, but still be the sweet, lovely man you are. And I think with time, something will develop. Sue and Jess, what's coming on? What's coming in for you?
Hi, Nathaniel. This is Sue. I'm getting a lot along the same lines as Lynn. I keep hearing communication, and I take that as meaning just a simple discussion to see where. Not necessarily where everybody's at, but maybe to see where everybody, not to come right out and say, hey, this is what I'm feeling. What are you feeling? But just a conversation and be open. And like Lynn said, don't push too much, because I feel like she has a lot going on herself and she's confused. It's like, do I, don't I? Will I, won't I? Should I, shouldn't I? And it's like one step forward, two steps back with her.
I looked at the tarot reading. I looked at my tarot reading for Taurus and by this one lady, and it said that, you know, I had a lover card in two different decks when she had it. And she was saying that, that you know, we need to communicate in person, not text or anything or something.
Yes.
Might happen, but we kind of... there was a few things on there. I thought it was like, you know, may have been some past lives. You know, we were together and then we broke up. The tower came up. And then so we may need to resolve our breakup from a past life.
That's always a possibility too. Yeah. To me, though, face-to-face communication is always so much more important than a text. Text messages can be misconstrued so much.
Oh, it's so true. I just got one of the Facebook scams for grants, and they say, hello, how are you doing? And then, you know, I'm wondering, you know, it's, you know, even phone conversations could be next. But, you know, I mean, you know, I like the phone a lot better. I mean, you can tell by the way a person's voice sounds. I mean, I am like totally clairvoyant, you know, when I hear someone's voice, you know, I can tell a lot about who they are by the way their voice sounds and the way they speak.
And, you know, being face-to-face with a conversation, you get to see the eyes. Are they looking directly at you? Are they looking everywhere else? Are they signaling out maybe your nose or your chin so they don't have to make eye contact? What is their body language saying? I mean, there's so many different things involved that just a simple conversation, and it doesn't even have to be relationship-wise. It can just be a simple conversation to see how receptive the other one is to your energy and what you're discussing.
Yeah. She came up to me a couple weeks ago and she just said, "Hi." Well, excuse me if my voice cracked it, but she just went, "Hi." I didn't know if her voice was working or something, but I thought about it after. I go, "That was kind of strange. I don't know if she was trying to be sexy or something or sarcastic." Or so I think, you know, sometimes I don't know if she couldn't speak or something, but she goes, and then so
Weird.
And then,
yeah.
I don't know if she was trying to, you know, think that, because I think, you know, we're supposed to really like each other, but I'm not supposed to know it, which women have the intuition to know when a guy likes her. And, and it's the other way around. When the girl likes the guy doesn't know, you know? And so, and they said that the other card from the tarot reading, I thought was pretty accurate. You know, it blew me away that she really likes me, but you know, I don't know it. So I don't know. But she's from Spain, so she's not a citizen, and she's much younger than I am, and I think she has a boyfriend.
That might be where the confusion comes in.
Yeah, because she texted me back and accidentally and said, "Good morning, Gilbert or something," and she goes, "Oh, wrong message, sorry." But she seems to be very well-mannered, you know, and she told me that "Boy, I really like you. You seem nice when I first met her." And she goes, "Well, I have a boyfriend, but I don't know how serious they are. Or, you know, I have never met him and stuff." And, you know.
Jess, are you picking anything up for Nathaniel?
Yeah, throughout the entire time, I completely agreed with Lynn as well as you about just something as simple as communication. If you guys can do that, if it's something that's on your heart or something that's on hers, I think just the good face-to-face conversation should go a long way, you know, would probably go a long way.
Yeah, someone said, "Well, just to annoy her and use reverse psychology," but I don't know. I don't think that's going to work with her. That may upset her. You know.
Yeah, and who wants somebody that plays games?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, no. You know, I thought, well, you know, I was trying to do that. I think it was the other night, the night before last, and she was making some chamomile tea before bed, and then I came in and I made some bone broth egg, and I was didn't really annoy her, but I was in kind of a hurry or kind of, you know, being just a male, I guess, or something. And I have to slow down and, you know, kind of, you know, tune into her, you know, even though sometimes, so I'm not sure, you know, and sometimes she's on the phone when she's in the kitchen, or I don't know if she's purposely on it to not be able to talk to me or what, you know, because I don't know if she's annoying me. She seems to spend a lot of time in her room, you know, so, but I'm just thinking, what does this all mean? So, but I just saw this tarot reading of a, you know, thing, and they said, well, and I'm going, well, but she said there was a soulmate, and it had like a card of like me thinking about her, and then, and I go, wow, this seems kind of accurate. I don't know what, you know, but, Did you pull another card or something?
Well, what? I guess I don't want to throw anything in there that's going to sound, you know, negative or, you know, not happy. But I almost get the feeling that this she's not right for you in some ways.
Hmm. Oh, well, maybe not.
Just a lot of, you know, those are just a lot of those questions and avenues you can just kind of explore and see where it goes. But, you know, I don't like to say that, but I hope you find love, absolutely, and I know you will. I just, I'm not feeling that pull with with her, with the roommate.
I also get the feeling as well. Oh, sorry. I was just saying, I also get the feeling as well that I get turbulence between the two of you. If it becomes a romantic thing, I think you're going to get a real run for your money there emotionally. It just feels like, even though it's a still water run deep kind of situation, I think if the two of you were to connect, you'd pretty much want to keep your wits about you. And you might find it something of a challenge. But the thing is, Nathaniel, you're not going to be alone. And I feel that very strongly.
Me too. You're not
going to
be alone.
Some other tarot cards were saying that too, but this one, I don't know. But I feel like, you know, I like her, but I actually adore her. And I think about her, you know, from the first time I met her, we seemed more connected. And she seemed to be, you know, much more talkative, and we communicated, and I think she knew that I liked her, so I don't know, she said, she kind of backed off. And I said, oh, you know, I go, you're kind of like someone I would like. But
yeah, not to worry, chicks do that. I don't mean that to be facetious, but...
Yeah, no, but, she came up and said that, you know, a voice, she went, hi. And I go, what does this mean now? And I look at her and I go, what? You know, but, you know, it's kind of funny, but.
It's weird. It's such a back and forth. But the thing is, if it does lead to something, what I'm getting is like follow the river. So, and it feels like a bendy one. And one thing that does come through, it will never be boring. It will never be boring. But you might find... the image that I'm getting is like, you know, the Hawaiian Islands are very beautiful and they're like absolutely glorious, but there's volcanoes that go off now and then. And that for all that beauty and loveliness, it can become lethal sometimes. And so I think be ready for, on one hand, if you do get together, you might have met your match, but it might be farly, turbulence, the word turbulence comes in. So somebody like you needs peace as well as excitement, you know, the peace is very necessary. And I think you may find that compromised, but it depends on the personalities. The thing is, if it does not work out as a long-term thing, that is nothing to be distressed about, because you are not going to be alone, and that I'm feeling very strongly. Sometimes
it might be some other. I've heard that too. I've heard that too, but it just seems, you know, now it, you know, at this point, being that I haven't met this other gal, you know, it just seems like, well, you know, but I guess, you know, like you're saying, like, don't go against stream with her. Don't try to just go with the flow. But,
yeah, I think you're pulling, like, don't be aggressive with your energy, even though you find her, like, fabulous, and she probably is, but to be pushing that info on her is probably going to make her run away. So, and because I think as three females who feel very sisterly towards you, Nathaniel, we might tell you that it's kind of a universal thing with women if a guy comes on too strongly. It gets our spider senses tingling, and we're like, yeah, what is this? You know, it's too much.
Absolutely.
Too soon. Yeah. And I think guys go through that too. I'm sure they do. It's better to sort of let it happen in a gentle and natural way. And, you know, friendship first for sure, you know, either way.
Right.
Yeah. but you deserve so much happiness. You really do. And you are going to, yeah, you're going to find it. That's without a doubt. So we do.
Well,
yeah, we do get what we need, as the song goes. I would go play the Rolling Stones too and like remind yourself we get what we need. And, you know, the universe will send you what you require for your best growth. But you know what? I think there is happiness for you. And it might be with her, but it might be just a stepping stone to that thing, you know, that little relationship. But the best things will come to you as you ask for them. I feel like I'm babbling, and I don't want to do that. But I just don't want you to feel like all is lost, Nathaniel, because I know you're not going to be alone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Poor baby.
Yeah, that's
such a silly thing. I just
really kind of seeking someone. I'm kind of, you know, kind of bored and, you know, lonely. And think of what they say in heaven, you know, that you don't be able to get married, you know. But I guess we're all married to, like, Jesus, if you believe that way. But, you know, it seemed like, well, you know, it'd be kind of nice to have some people, you know, to, you know.
Yep.
But it's all much more different than I think we could really imagine, you know.
Well, it's pure love, right? Pure love is, it's unconditional. It's like not like the kind of love we have down here where I only love you if you, like, buy me a car, or, you know, I only love you if you do as I say. It's not like that, you know. You've got a good grip on it. You're talking about the Christ consciousness,
you know,
and the love
that's
that
what
is.
My brother does, because he's got this girl from China, and he paid for her and whatever. She came over and she got married, and then, you know, he bought her this you know, $75,000 Mercury SUV, and then he bought her a house, and you know, he pays for, you know, plane tickets back and forth to China. Her friend came over from China, and I think she wanted to marry me, you know, to be able to get citizenship.
Yeah,
and,
oh, yeah.
And I said, well, I really didn't want to do that, you know. You know, and then the other time, I guess that girl, she called someone in China, and I started talking to her over, like, Christmas. And she goes, oh, yeah, you know, I invite you to China. And I'm going, like, what am I going to, I don't think I want to go to China, you know. And,
yeah.
I mean, it seems, you know, it'd be a lot different, you know. I mean, I wouldn't even know the language, or, you know, it's not one of the places I'm really wanting to go, you know. And,
yeah.
Right.
And
no,
I
you're,
think
you're...
that was before. So, he gave her $10,000, so. She's, I think, but first I go, oh, boy, she must be, you know, naive and stuff. And I go, what's my brother doing? He's spending all this money on her. And she's really quarrelsome. She gets up and she makes all these fits and stuff. And if she doesn't get her way, she goes out and, you know, starts nagging and stuff. The sisters that were living with her, I guess they I guess she was bullying them, and they attacked her. They look like. Tried to basically slit her throat.
Oh dear!
And it wasn't very deep and stuff. And you know, so she's really quite. You know, she's about 5'10" or so, or 5'9", and she's very athletic and stuff. And she seems really, you know, dangerous.
She does sound it. Oh my goodness! I think that's.
It's
probably
really,
a dead end for you that way, you know.
Well, I just got some stuff out of the garage I had, and they were saying, well, you know, how much she's done for me, because I stayed with him for a few months. He goes, oh, you know, Lucy's done so much for you, you know. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm not sure what she did. She's actually stole a lot of my stuff, where I had food in there, and there's a lot of my stuff that, you know, had some ice packs. I had a beautiful amethyst necklace that I've had for a long time. It had been worked, and, you know, she likes that, and, you know, lots of things are missing, and I don't know. She's really just gone through all my things that I've had in the garage and taken, you know, a lot of stuff that she wanted, and she was going to give me a table, and, you know, that, which she wants, but she wants to kind of, you know, I mean, she came over to my my other place that I rented without calling. I gave my brother an address. He said, oh, what's your address? Because it was in a really ritzy area. I moved to somewhere different now. But she came over without calling and stuff, and she had some food for me that I don't eat, like pork or shrimp, you know, but she had some of that stuff. And she cooks a lot of Chinese food, and, you know, she eats, like, fish heads, and she eats, like, the chicken claw, you know?
Yep, yeah, chicken feet.
She cooked another dish. My brother gave me a picture of it with the chicken head on the plate.
Mm.
And that's a lot different than, you know, we think of, you know, here, you know.
Yeah, the cultural differences are going to be, but the thing is, it's that's your brother's to do. I would stay away.
Yeah,
but
so I'm
kind of
like,
my energy back. Yeah,
I he invited me up here to Sacramento, you know, and I moved up here, you know, to, you know, he bought a new house, and I stayed with him for a couple of months. Actually, I stayed with him for a few months, and then my brother was working in Los Alamos, New Mexico at the nuclear plant, 40 stories underground. And
He
worked out there for over a year because he bought the house and then he lost his job. And then I was up and I stayed there. And then last year in like January, she went back to China for the Lantern Festival, the New Year's. And then she was going to stay a month, but she got stuck there 5 months, you know, from the COVID. And she came back on the last day of her visa, and she had to pay like over $7,000 for a one-way ticket on claim back then.
Wow.
So, but it just seems so traumatic with the, you know, them. So I'm really not knowing if I'm going to really see them, and I think they want to kind of see me, you know. So I'm just going, uh-oh. There was so much yelling, you know, when I was looking for a place, and she came back, and then my brother came back, and they just said, you know, move, you know, and they would yell at me and go in my room, and then, you know, they made me stay out, and I was going to go in my room, and then she comes in the room, and that's how she knows the necklace, and then, you know, she really, I stayed there for about 40 days or so, and they would both yell at me, and they ate all my food in the refrigerator, and they said that I couldn't eat there, and so
horrible.
I mean, they said I had food there, and then they go, look, you know, you left a mess on the shaker thing, look at that, you know. And then, you know, and so I'm going, like, you know. And then she said, when I went to get my stuff like last week or so, she goes, well, You know, and she came out in the thing, and then I hurt my knee. I fell down the stairs. I had some oil in my socks, so I slipped, you know. It was like massage oil. And then I slipped, and then I hurt my knee. And it somehow miraculously only, you know, I was only limping for about 3 days, but I couldn't limp. And she goes, oh, we don't care about your knee, you know. We don't care.
Yeah.
I go, could you get me some ice? And they stole my ice. They stole my ice packs and stuff. So, you know, I'm kind of crying on your shoulder, but I'm just going, well, people like that, I would really want to see.
Run away, Nathaniel. Like, we don't rent space in your head for these people. They're toxic. You deserve better. I don't want to cut you short, but we've got a bunch of callers still waiting, and we're running towards our end time. But Nathaniel, what I just want to reiterate here is don't sell yourself short, right? You deserve somebody who is a match for you equally, not somebody who's going to cause trouble in your life or lord it over you or push you around. You're better off to be happily single for a while.
I've known a couple people born that day. The one guy at work, they said he went through like 120 people in 2 years. So every year, and I lasted like a couple of months or with him, and they said that, you know, he would really, you know, she seems really soft. You know, she's the ear of the sheep, but the day she was born, it says that she's dictatorial and stuff. So I'm going, oh,
That's where the turbulence, I feel that's where the turbulence message comes through. It may seem like it's a soft, gentle thing, but I think you're going to find it's going to be jagged edges a lot. But patience. You have to just revisit what Einstein told us about energy, that all you need to do is match the frequency of what you're looking for, of what you want, and you can't help but attain it, because that's how physics works. Is that, I hope that's hopeful enough to leave you with on that note, Nathaniel. And keep being yourself, and you will find the one who matches you energetically. And if it's not this woman, I just think, you know, you guys might go a little bit into the Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf area, where you just, it becomes one long bicker, and you need something gentler than that. Yeah. But anyway, Nathaniel, sending you so much love from all of us. And remember that it's a beautiful world, and there's lots of things to enjoy until that right woman shows up. Blah. Anyway, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, love and light to you, and we will talk to you again. I know you call us back. Let us know how it's going. Okay.
All right, then.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Bye, Nathaniel.
Bye bye.
Okay, have a few lines. Okay, where are we going? So here we go. 602, is that right?
Yes.
Hi, 602. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, hi. Yes, this is Autumn.
Oh, pretty name. Hi, Autumn. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight, Autumn?
Well, let's see. How can you help me? Good question. Well, I've been listening to all the people, and I've been I was wondering, well, because I'm tight with Jess, so I was curious. And hi, Sue. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Autumn.
Oh,
this is my sister.
Oh, nice.
I'm so glad you called in.
Soul sister, absolutely. I was curious if Justin has any message for me, because, I mean, he knows. I've been going through a lot. I mean, I don't want to go on and on. I guess I can bullet point it. I decided to move to Florida to live with my mom, because it's me, my bro, and my mom, and my Jess knows my bro crossed the veil 2 years ago, so it's just me and my mom. And she had a stroke. And so anyway, I've been debating on whether to move with her, and I finally made that decision. And part of the thing that was keeping me in Arizona was because my quote-unquote twin flame lives here. And I was so attached to the idea that we were meant to be and blah, blah, blah. And then my mom would move here and we'd have a great life and all that. And then I finally let it go. And I feel so, like, not – and I also wonder – okay, that's it. So basically I feel so free because I let go of the idea that we were meant to be. Like, it's basically like – you know, let it go. If it doesn't come back, it wasn't meant for you, kind of thing. And so I'm just curious if my brother, Justin, has any feedback on that. Or if you ladies have any feedback, picking up anything based on what I said.
Sure. You say Justin is your brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Who
is Dan? Danny or Dan?
Oh, Dan is my stepbrother.
Okay. Here's what's being sent is a very large sunflower image. It looks like I'm going to just look up the sunflower symbolism, although I think I know what it is. But anyway, Dan or Danny. Is it Danny? Did he go by Danny?
No, it's Dan.
Dan, okay. So Dan, okay. And he's still here, is he?
Yes, he's on this side, yes. He actually sent my mom sunflowers, her avid golden retriever Atticus of 12 years just crossed the Rainbow Bridge on Tuesday. And Dan sent her flowers. And actually, actually, this is Sue, right?
Lynn, yeah.
Oh, Lynn. Okay, hi, Lynn. Yes, so it's wonderful you said that because my mom was asking for a message from Justin, and then the flowers came from Dan that had sunflowers in them because she wanted to know if Atticus was okay.
Well, there's your message. I love when it's just so clean like that. Okay, so I would say that Justin's acknowledging that for you. And, I send that with so much love. And thank you, Justin. Thank you. Let's move on and see where Sue and Jessica come in on this. That's so beautiful.
Hi, sweetie. This is Jess. I was just talking to Justy, and he's definitely giving you a thumbs up. He's saying, go for it, sister. Yeah. He's saying,
about
go for it. Go
Florida?
For the move. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, I've already told Ma, and and I think I could tell that. I mean, she's a Virgo, so it's hard for her to, tell me like what she really feels. But I got her to tell me that she's very happy that I'm moving there. Yeah. So thank you.
Oh,
for
you
that.
Are.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't even hear that part. That's what I was getting from your brother. Yeah. That's definitely the right move for you.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like, because I've been kind of like going in between worlds. I'm in Florida for 4 months, and then I'm here in Phoenix for 8 months, and so even when I'm in Phoenix, I'm thinking about my mom. I'm concerned about her because since the stroke and everything and all that. But then I also, get into the don't want to be too much of a caregiver. Like I don't want to be so codependent. I needed all that time to like process it and feel ready because I was getting a lot of pressure from my mom's friends, and so obviously I wanted to run. I had to come to the decision on my own. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's good, sweetie. And, you just sound very, you sound like you're ready and you're very, you know what to expect. You're really level-headed about it. That your mom, you do want to take care of her, but also not be dependent, like you were saying, and be her complete caregiver. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is looking good. I think you're going to love it, honey. I think you're going to love it up there.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Do you see any kind of, and also I was wondering, like, I feel like I'm probably not going to attract a man because I'm going to be so focused on my mom.
I don't know. I think that you're probably going to meet someone fairly shortly after you get there. I'm talking like months, though. It's looking like two or 3 months. I think you'll probably run into someone. Or find someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Run into someone. That sounds good. Because I'm not looking into it. I mean, I'm not really, I don't want to do the online dating thing. I just want it to like happen if I happen to meet someone.
Yeah. No, I hear you. It can get discouraging sometimes. I know. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. I'm so glad you called in. Oh, and thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm just thanking your brother for talking to me. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
awesome.
Good communicator.
Thanks,
Sue, did you come?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Autumn. This is Sue. I'm hearing the move is definitely... Hi, sweetie. The move is definitely a good thing for you. Just don't forget about taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself and your needs on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you push mom to do as much as she possibly can and even a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because she might, she might tend to get into the moods, which anybody who needs help does it, where, okay, right now I might need you to go get me a glass of water. Well, I can get up and walk the next time and I can do it myself, but it's so much easier to have you do it. Make sure and push her so she keeps living. Don't let her get complacent with you there.
Yes. Yes. Good. Thank you for that. Yeah. I actually told her. I told her I'm not your slave. Good for
right.
you.
And make sure you stick to that. But take care of yourself. When you need a break, you take a break. If it gets to be too much and you need a weekend or a couple of days off, you do it. And don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah. She's actually
working still.
You know, so she's doing really great. She's been amazing. She was in rehab 5 days after her stroke. So, but she just fallen pattern. You know what I mean? So I have to remind her of her strength.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Dennis, thank you. What concerns me is that if I were, you know, or you said, like, I'm going to run into someone, when I do, that she's going to be put on the back burner, you know, but then I guess that's just something she's going to have to come to terms with.
Yeah.
But
honey,
she won't, though. She won't. Yeah. It's going to be a balance.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an either or. It's going to be a both.
Yeah.
Or an all three, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be a balance. And the person that you get involved in a relationship is going to understand that at times mom needs you more than they do. And mom's going to understand that at times the relationship needs you more than she does. It's going to work out. It's going to be a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Jess, did you pull a card for me, sweetie?
Oh, which one did you want? Did you want the Rebel deck for the couples edition or messages from the guides?
Oh, messages from the guides is what's coming up.
Okay. All right. Just give me a second, honey. Ooh, that was quick. Your brother's energy is so strong. I barely shuffled maybe twice, and this one flew out. It says, live your bliss.
Ooh,
live your bliss. He's really wanting you to go into this, not feeling that you're going to be bogged down, though, either. You know, go there and live your bliss, you know. Feel free to just live, you know. For yourself, follow your bliss and follow your dreams and meet the romantic partner of your life. And, you know, this card just flew out. Live your bliss.
Awesome. Thank you for that. One last question. Is the romantic partner, is it someone I know or no? Is it someone completely new?
I'm hearing new. It's new for you.
Yeah, I hear new as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, exactly.
No baggage.
Yeah.
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 Oh, excellent. Yeah, fresh start. That feels good. So, Autumn, thank you so much for calling. And would you call us back sometime and just, like, keep in touch? We're going to try and get one more caller in, but just sending you so much love. And enjoy the bliss you're going to and Justin's so with you. Like, what a strong energy. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, love and light
to you,
hon.
Thank you so much. Love and light to you, too, ladies. Bye, Jess. Bye-bye.
Good night,
honey. Bye.
What a lovely, lovely energy she has. Okay, poor Rose Maria. She didn't get on last week, but here we are. Hi, Rose Maria. Sorry we didn't get on last week, but we got you in the last 10 minutes. So how can we help you?
I guess I'm working on a lot of things, so I had mix-ups this week, so kind of calm about it, but lost my patience on a few. But I guess long-term relationship. I know there's an ultimatum coming up at the next week, so
yeah.
No response yet. So I was wondering if there's going to be a response or same person but new person, if that makes sense.
Did you give the ultimatum, Rose Maria?
Yeah.
Was that something you offered? Okay. The energy I picked up from...
Name?
Oh, hello?
I'm here.
I just didn't catch her name.
Rose Maria.
Yeah, sorry. Rose Maria.
Rose, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked to Rose Maria before, and I'm just feeling when you ask that, is there going to be a response from that, I pick up static. Like when you have between radio stations, you get that shh. I'm picking up static, and I feel like there's a lot of anger from this person towards you. Did you guys have a fight?
Well, he's pissed off that I left, so I had no
yeah.
other issues. I had no other choice.
No,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You're doing what you need to. But I feel like there's a stubborn refusal to meet you part way going on. I can feel it. It's like a clamp in my chest. And it's like, oh, gosh, it's like, you know, somebody tells you you have to do something, you no longer want to do it kind of thing. Even though you're being reasonable about the situation, it feels you've got a stubborn little kid on the other side. And so I wouldn't try reason, and I would actually try to move on a little bit and let them come to you. I feel like it's like, you know, it feels very childish, whatever it is. And it's like, as Sue would say, Sue said something really funny on her page. It was like, everything has a reason. And if I punch you in the neck, remember, I have a reason to do it. And yeah, that's what it's coming in. I'm just like, it feels like there's a childish energy there, and I wouldn't tangle with it if I were you.
Yeah.
Sue and Jessica, what's coming in for you guys?
Hi, Rose Maria. This is Sue. I'm getting a lot along the same lines as Lynn. You're not as happy as you should be, honey, and you already know that. There's so much more out there that can help bring out all the joy in your life, and I think that this is stagnant. It's not going in the direction that you need to fulfill yourself.
Thank you.
I feel like you really need to just close the door and move on and find the joy that you deserve.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, Jess, are you picking anything up for her, hon?
Yeah. And I guess, again, I'm not quite sure how to say this because I don't like to give, you know, negative feedback, but it's really not negative. I just don't feel that he's feeding your soul what your soul needs, what you need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also feeling like just for you to just take your power back. I feel like a piece of you has been taken or not taken. He's trying to take a little bit of your power, and it's just what I feel like. And you got to just kind of bring your energy back and kind of leave that alone, I feel. Oh, gosh, I feel so blunt saying that, but I just don't feel a good connection with the partner or the ex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Bluntness
Yeah,
is
and you're
good,
still
Jessica.
Worried.
Yeah, you're so worthy of that love, and know that you're so valuable. We all are, and we all deserve to be valued and respected. And I know that that's something, and you know, that is going to be coming your way. But this is like kind of like a, I don't know. It's like a, it's kind of like a. It's slowing the momentum down for you, basically.
Yeah.
Because I know that love is there. It's right around the corner, but this is kind of like slowing you down, lagging you down in a way. And I feel like you just really need to bring your power back, you know?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. And that's all I got.
Yeah. I hope that helps, Rosemaria. It's so difficult. But the thing is, what Jessica says is so true. You've got to take your power back. And the thing I was picking up, too, from that is diminishing. You should not disappear in a relationship. You know, it should make you grow stronger. And it feels like it's a diminishing for you. So until you find that person that supports you, energetically, spiritually, intellectually, all that stuff. Don't sell yourself short. Right?
All right. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Just remember what Sue said. You know, if you want to punch him in the neck, you'll have a reason. So. Okay, hon. Thank you so much for calling. I'm glad we finally got to you. Love and light, and we're just going to move to our final little thing where we tell everybody how you can find us. So, Jess, how can people find you?
My name is Jessica Marie Tatro on Facebook. We have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks, and you can find me on the Sacred Embers website as well. Thank you.
Beautiful. Sue.
I am Sue Fields Delamonte on Facebook, and you can also find me on the Sacred Embers group.
Fabulous. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me on my website, lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook, and we're all to be found on the Sacred Embers website, which is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Oh my goodness. I find this show, I love doing this show so much, and I feel just completely drained after it, and I could barely babble two sentences, but it tells us we've had a good time and we've worked hard. And I just really appreciate you guys and our callers, all this coming together with these energies. It's so hopeful. And love is out there for everyone. Like, love is not, doesn't disappear. It just, you know, if you ask for it, it'll come, you know. And there's also the divine love that is never, it never leaves us, whether we're with another mate. The divine love never leaves us. And that is the...
True.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's always with us, and we can always ask for help, no matter what. Wow. And, yeah, and Jaden, thank you. I just want to keep saying to Jaden, thank you for lending your energy to this show as well. I feel like Jaden's really, really busy where he is. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he works very, very, not hard, because it's not a tiring thing, but it's like he's got a lot of responsibility. And he's such a teacher now that, wow.
He really does work quite, not hard, right, but yes, very busy. There you go.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah, it really, and he works with Ryan very closely, too. So as Ryan would say, fan-damn-tabulous, that's what Ryan would say.
I love that.
Oh, dear. Well, love and light to you both. Thank you again. I feel so blessed to work with you, too.
You too,
Lynn. Oh, thank you. Well, on that note, here comes Louis. I think the recording will cut off, but I always love to listen to him. So until next week, love and light to all of you.
Good night, all.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.